Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Okay, you're going to be so proud of me, Rosie, because I finally remembered to get you a lovely gift, and I feel like it's going to make up for when you got me a gift from Barbados, and I wasn't the most grateful person, but I was still grateful, and I just can't wait to see you and give it to you, and I'm so excited. I love you so much. I'll see you in a second. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Welcome to Daddy Look At Me.
Hello, I'm Daddy. Say hello, Helen.
Hello, Daddy.
How are you?
I'm really good. I really want to play this game with our guest.
Oh, but it's a visual game.
I know, but I like to think that the baby daddies have good imaginations. Oh, that's what our podcast listeners are called, baby daddies.
Good, yeah.
No. I don't think they like it. Too bad, I guess.
No, I think they love it.
So, right, dear listener, we're in a studio.
I'm really sorry about this, Rosie.
But do it, but I don't think the payoff is worth it.
I think
it's taking too long.
I think because it's my special day where I've given Rosie a present, which I think is an exciting moment for all of us, that we're going to listen to her open live on air. We should play this game. What do you think's behind this cupboard?
Can I have a clue?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
From you, I do. I don't know what it is.
Can I have a guess?
No.
Can I have a clue?
No.
Tis not what you think it would be.
Right. Well,
it is.
All right.
It's exactly what you think.
You shit myself last week when I opened that for the first
time. Two fire extinguishers.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, it's a window.
It's a window. How weird is that?
It looks like a window because it's literally a windowsill.
I've got to say, right, my thinking was window or cupboard. Heard our bets with cupboard. I thought there's no fire extinguisher in here.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've seen it. I was thinking before you opened it that Rosie was being a little bit rude towards you, but she's spot on. That was not worth it.
Either way, guys, head over to our Instagram. We'll be showing pictures of the cupboard / window, and you too can guess what's behind the cupboard doors.
It's a window.
If you pause it. Will, please. Welcome to our guest today.
Hello, it's Woo Duggan.
Hello.
Helen, you've absolutely put that.
Why?
Come back, the intro was going to be me opening the present.
I'd like to apologise, Will. You are now kicked off and you are no longer a guest on the podcast. Thank you. Do you want to pick up your lighter, inhaler and mask and leave the room for a bit?
Yep.
Okay.
So, Will Duggan will be back in a minute.
Until then, please enjoy this song. Jack, remind me to record like a cover of Celine Dion to play at this moment. I'm thinking it's all coming back to me now, but with Rosie doing the recorder in the background.
Don't.
Love you, Jack. I went on a trip last week. Well, just so you can actually talk. We're just having banter with you. Sorry, we're actually comics. That's crazy.
That classic banter means I have to fuck off.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. But because, Rosie, you bought me a fridge magnet from one of your holidays before, I thought it was time to repay the favour. Your holiday, you went to Barbados.
Yeah.
I went to York.
I like
stayed York. In a truffle.
Lovely.
And I brought you back this, and I think you're going to like it. Do you want to open it?
I know exactly what it is.
Well, I told you not to watch my Instagram story, which it was in, but you...
Is it a window?
Could you imagine how great that would be if I bought her a window?
I watched your Instagram story.
Because I got Emma Black the same thing, yeah.
Well, yeah, showed everyone. It is...
I did tag you in it saying, don't watch this.
But because you tagged me, I watched it. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Also, you said, I've got you a fridge magnet yeah. like 35 seconds ago. Yeah. So
fuck!
I haven't seen the story, but I could have guessed that.
A fridge magnet.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Actually, yeah, it's pretty cute.
And it says York on it.
To remind me of where I'm from.
Exactly. And the time I went there without you. And it's a little Viking and he's got a little hat on.
And he's winking.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And I think it's sort of like something that whenever Rosie goes to a fridge, she can be like, my baby girl Helen went to York.
Yes.
And just be like, that's nice.
That is nice. Yeah. That's a really thoughtful present.
My fridge isn't magnetic.
Is it not? Are you serious?
I'll put it on my radiator.
That, yeah. Oh! Yes!
I'm really sorry.
Famously, high-status Rosie Jones just burped into a microphone.
Britain's Rose, England's sweetheart. That was so pretty, Rosie.
Sorry.
You know what? I reckon if we play that back, we could hear it starting at the stomach and rising up. Jack, can you timestamp that and send it to me in slow-mo later this evening? Yeah. Thank you.
Basically, I'll tell you how it is. I'm at the height of my period.
I don't know why I'm laughing because you are. Yeah.
I'm feeling very gassy, very sick, and I'm just farting and burping out of all ends.
Well, it's good to be a guest on the podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you so
Hello,
much.
Hello, Willie.
Hello, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm good, actually. Thank you.
Just do a burp, maybe.
No.
Were you an attention-seeking child?
Of course I was.
Yes. This is why we're all here.
Good.
Tell me examples.
Okay, so...
Such good fucking questioning.
Do you know what? You have danced around what's going on. We've had a lot of nonsense from Bauer. Jones gets in. She does a burp. She's like, tell me your fucking story.
Burp!
I'm bleeding from my corner.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me. I had birthday cake for breakfast. Carry on. I'm going to just sit back.
Well, I mean, I was going to say it's something that I have was me trying to grab attention, but it can't top Rosie Jones just shouting, I'm bleeding from my gun, and two other people talk to each other.
I am, though.
On to a fucking question.
Right, here's, thank you so much for the opportunity to answer your question. I was proper like a little like drama kid at school. Like I was in all of the school.
Yeah.
Like, so my school didn't do... they didn't do plays in the junior school. We're too young. There's a lot of nonsense going on. We're starting at year three. That is it.
Yeah.
The road to the top begins.
Great.
Year three. There I am. We're doing a Victorian music hall. Me. I'm in a leopard skin, kind of like...
What's a Victorian musical?
Music hall?
Music hall.
My old man. It's all lace and gentlemen being like, oh, they're not allowed to vote, but I'd give them
6 year olds in corsets. Yeah. It's like toddlers
in
corsets. 6 year
olds in corsets. Yeah. I'm not from the north.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kettering.
No. Yeah. God, I always thought you were further.
Are you all right there, mate?
She's bleeding. I'm struggling with her pronouns.
Hey, don't sound pot.
No, I don't. The thing is, but you're northern, so you get it. Yeah. Whereas Helen is one Brexit agreement away from going home.
Oh, we haven't done it yet. Bloody hell.
But I don't sound like I'm from Kettering, though. Like, I should sound like James Acaster.
Really?
Yeah, we were in Scouts together.
No, you weren't.
No. And I'll tell you what, you want attention-seeking kids, James Acaster in the Scout Gang Show. He's a couple of years older than me.
Yeah.
I was like one of the new, none of us are cool, it was Scouts, but he was like in the cool bit of the Scouts.
Yeah.
And him and his mates would write all the comedy sketches for the Gang Show.
No.
But he was exactly the same as he is now, but it's a lot more annoying on an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that, actually.
Oh, my God.
So you were doing a Victorian musical show at the age of what, 9?
No, so I was year 3, so I would have been 7 or 8.
And what were you wearing?
So I was wearing, thank you for asking, blue tights.
Yeah.
And then like a leopard skin sort of like Fred Flintstone thing.
Oh.
And it was me and 4 friends.
Yeah.
And we wrote this. I say we wrote this. I think we wrote this, but it's too good. Like, I've seen as if I write now at 33. Yeah. It was 4 of us dressed like that, like strong men.
Yeah.
And a massive like dumbbell that said 8 tons. And we spent like 10 minutes like da-da-da-da-da, not meant to pick it up.
Good.
But it was all made out of cardboard, classic.
Yeah.
And then we went off. And then 2 of the girls came on, just 1 finger each.
Great.
And took it off. It's a classic reveal.
Because women are famously weak.
We're on about because they, 2 of them have done with 1 hand.
But the joke is that they were able to do
Listen,
it
was 1994. Okay. What do you want?
Diana's still alive. Everything's confusing.
Diana is years away from dying. She's got 156 weeks left.
Good math. Holy
crap. 52 times 3.
No, but still, it's quick.
But really, you're doing it as if you did a show in August.
That's true, it was Christmas. So we've got a knock-off 12 weeks.
Yes.
144. Do you know what? Yeah.
I would like us to sit in silence for a bit and really figure out how many days it was from you performing that to the 31st of August 1997.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
What did you do when Diana died?
I was in Paris and I thought it was my fault.
Jesus. Rosie?
I was fuming because I didn't have kids. Shows on the TV. It was all.
That's how I felt on 9/11.
Bombing news. Yeah.
Got home from school and was like, what the fuck's that attack? Oh, hang on, this is bad. My mum told me that she woke me up. It was a Sunday, wasn't it? And she was like, listen, bit of news. And we're not a royalist family at all. Like, I'd say my dad would happily put all their heads on spikes. Like,
preach,
yeah. But he's like, my mum's like, I've got a bit of news. Princess Diana's dead. And I was like, why are you lying?
Yeah.
What a weird way to wake me. And she took me to Tesco, where like the local condolences book was.
No.
Tesco and Karen.
It's an extra, it's a big one. And it was a queue. And we were like, we'll get in the queue. It's like, do you know what? It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, I'm sorry to the little princes that you are dead.
No.
And then apparently they, I was 10.
I still don't know how to write in those books now, like a funeral or condolences book. I still don't know how to, like, I feel like I should put something witty.
Yeah. Best of luck in all your endeavours.
Yeah. You're dead, lol.
Yeah, slightly so, thanks. Yeah, but anyway, so that was...
I'm glad you went, though, and wrote something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be somewhere, and I could... archive in Kensington.
I'm sure William and Harry were over the moon when they read that.
Can you imagine if they'd had to read the shit that people would have written? Oh my God.
Will, I'm sorry. I feel like Princess Diana, we got distracted from your story about you needing attention, which was kind of cruel because it was like about you and your school play. The fact you remember a year 3 school play.
I remember year 4, 5 and 6 as well.
But the fact you remember it, doesn't that speak volumes to you? Because most people just like brush it off. But folk like us, it's like obsessive.
Yeah.
Was it like your time?
Well, not year 3 because the year 6s were obviously the cocks of the walk, you know.
Yeah.
And so I waited and year by year, Calamity Jane, year 4, I played 2 roles, a rooster and a squaw. Amazing. Can't say that word anymore, but it was 1994 at this time.
What's a squaw?
It was like an Indian wife.
Oh, okay.
So the joke was that I was A, a woman, and B, what's he like?
I get it.
Year 5, Jungle Book. Now, at this point, I'm not playing a main role, but I'm playing King Louis's sidekick.
Oh.
So you're like, he's breaking through. He's getting...
An impact role.
Yeah, he's been an extra. He's now supporting. Yeah. Where will this man stop? Yeah. I'll tell you where he'll stop. Year 6, Bugsy Malone, Fat Sam. Let's do this. Let's do this.
That's so bad.
I think it's better than Bugsy Malone.
Yeah.
He's a wetter.
Yeah.
Fat Sam's an absolute gangster.
Do you remember like auditioning for it, or was it just sort of like, did everyone know? It's like, it's Will Duggan.
Oh, no. It's going to be Liam Payne, Will Duggan, and Rachel Ball. What? They're getting the three mains. And that.
Liam.
Different Liam Payne.
It's literally freaking out right then.
The Liam Payne that I'm talking about, still a friend of mine, but very much a classic city boy with a flat in Battersea and a Porsche.
Oh, he's doing good for himself, isn't he?
He's doing very well for himself.
Well done, Liam Payne.
Shout out Liam Payne.
Rachel Bull lives in Surrey, is married. I think she works in London. She has pet chickens. I haven't seen her for a while, but I'll be very open to.
She sounds like she's doing good too.
Happy.
I think she's very happy. Yeah. Anyway. I love that, because that was me. Went out, pinstripe suit. Oh, went to a charity shop, got a Trilby hat. Didn't match the colour of the suit, but my dad's had it restored. And it's a real, like, it's a classic 1920s, well-expensive hat that he found in a scope.
What?
No, so he still wears the hat that you wore on stage in year 6?
He's got a little head.
Yeah.
Pencil moustache like a spiv.
Yes.
But then, this was the creme de la creme. I had a fake cigarette. The ones that, like, there's paper all rolled up, and it's got a bit of, like, red foil in the end, and when you blow it, talcum powder comes out. But I would have it, and I'd be like going, bring me the head of Dandy Dan, you son of a... Knuckles, what's going on? Stop cracking your knuckles, Knuckles. Puff on it, old. Pop the apparently lit fag in the pocket. Then a couple of minutes later, bring it out for a puff. I was absolutely loving it.
And was that a prop that was given to you by the teacher?
By
my
father.
Like, yeah, so you were like, I'm adding extra rolls to this. Oh, like, I'm bringing more
I did a lot. I had a red carnation.
Oh, great.
And I used to walk around like the school like this with my little, I'm sorry, it's visual, with my thumbs in my lapels, just calling people wise guy.
Oh.
I love the kids who go that extra mile. Yeah. Like the parents and teachers are like, we've cast him, but he can do everything himself. We don't need to worry about it.
And I love how that young age acting is all about the props.
100%. Give me a soda siphon. Yeah. Give me a fake cigarette.
Yeah.
Do I know the lines? Do I need to when I look this good?
I bet you learnt the lines super thoroughly, though.
Every night.
Holy shit. So year 6, you get to the top of the school, you get the main role, you're feeling confident, you want more. There's a taste of showbiz. Yeah.
The world is my oyster.
But now you go.
Second school.
Worm. You're back in. You have conquered British television.
Yeah.
And you have made the jump to Tinseltown.
Yeah. So you think that's the difference between a UK comic going to America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to
not, I mean, from year 6 to year 7 in Kettering is the same as Jack Whitehall flying to LA.
Yeah, not me. If I went to LA, they'd be like, right, do you want 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I want to go to LA.
Whitehall.
Disney's there.
Sure.
Anyway, as you were saying.
Year 7. No school play in year 7.
What?
But it's fine. Because I have, in that summer, I've discovered my dick. And it can do more than a wee wee, and I'm having a lovely
that's
time.
That's quite young.
Yeah.
That's
oh well, no,
12.
No. You see.
Oh.
It's sort of like, no, you know, like you get a new toy. Like, you know, you get your iPhone. And you're like, oh, this just doesn't make calls.
Yeah.
I can do texts and go on Twitter, but you don't realize the extent of what it can do.
Yeah. Right. So you were just like, it just feels good when I touch it and put it in things, but you didn't know that there was an explosion waiting for you. At the end.
And that. Yeah. Did you ever read the book Deanie? By Judy Blume.
No.
So Deanie is a story about this like teenage girl who was like a model, but she had scoliosis, so she wear a back brace. And it's like her.
I thought this was going to be such a different thing.
And it's her transitioning from like being the cool, popular one to having to wear this back brace.
Yeah.
And it's how it affects her life. I mean, really, it's written for 13-year-old girls, not 11-year-old boys, but I'm a voracious reader. But whenever she's stressed, so I read this on like 11.
Yeah.
10, 11. Whenever she's stressed, Deanie relaxes by going to bed and rubbing her special place.
No! That's an actual book?
Yeah, it's like a young... Judy Blume's always talking about... Just check it out. But I was a bit too young at 10, 11. I was like, God, imagine just being stressed and rubbing your special place to calm down. I spent hours looking for mine.
No.
Like, I wonder where mine is. Like, is it,
no,
is
rubbing
it,
your leg.
Is it on my thigh? Is it on my foot? Anyway. So I spent that summer...
Did say people could go to bed every night and wank herself off.
Yeah, you must have read it.
I feel like that is a plagiarism.
It was written in the 70s, so careful it.
So you discovered your special place, you knew it felt good, and suddenly need for show was gone.
No, the need for show had moved slightly to girls. I'd seen
them all. Oh, we know girls, they're the ones with their boobies.
Not always, actually.
Not always.
It's 2020. But I didn't know how to impress girls. Yeah. But I was watching like American TV.
Yeah.
And it was always like the kooky one would be like, you know, like in
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, it's sort of like they were like Malcolm, like they're not too bothered about his older, what's his, Reese.
Malcolm, Reese, and Dewey. Francis.
Yeah, then Francis.
Yeah.
But like Reese is like better looking than Malcolm. Yeah. But they're not interested in him. It's like cool, weird Malcolm.
Yeah. Totally.
Which I took into my head.
Yeah.
I thought over. I mulled it over.
Yeah.
And I realised that what girls wanted was me eating handfuls of grass.
Yes.
No, wait one second. You're not straight, and as the only person in this room who would be attracted to boys of that age, I wasn't hunting for a weirdo eating grass.
Why?
And do you know what? You had a lot in common with...
Every girl you went to school with.
Every girl I went to school with. Did you know I could probably eat a handful of grass? They'd be like, cool, and then didn't talk to me again.
Wait, what... How did you see this on TV then, like a boy eating grass?
It was something like, right, girls like the weird guys. And then, you know, like, again, it's an oral fixation. You know, you get long bits of grass, you know, chew them down there, smoked.
Yeah.
You do that, and then I must have, like, eaten one for a laugh once. And someone been like, that's crazy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's just my thing. And then I'll just, like, pick up leaves, answer the grass, and like, do what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm devastated for you.
Imagine how I feel. I've lived it.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, at what point, when you're eating the grass and it's tasting awful and everyone's laughing at you, do you go, this isn't my best idea?
It's because you don't realise the difference between laughing at and with at that point.
You're like,
you feel it. No, you do. Do you not feel it?
I get it. And I feel like you just unlocked a memory for me.
You're welcome.
I used to eat not grass, but you know those little thin green stems.
Yeah.
That taste a bit like onion.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, I know what you mean though. They're like purple to green.
Yeah.
And there must be a special name for
just
it.
Just classic weed, isn't it? It's just...
But it tastes like a spring onion.
Yeah!
Well, it smells like it. We weren't trying it,
I, in Brighton, I used to get a spring onion grass and eat it.
Yeah, you see? We're not all well
was
done.
Was that to impress girls?
No, I think I was hungry.
So, okay.
Right. Did you ever do anything like that?
I did a lot of things to get attention, but our school wasn't so much eating things. It was more like getting braces and pretending to have stitches, pretending to have broken bones.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of like people getting like, I had to go to hospital last night because I sprained my wrist.
Yeah,
but
we had a lot of that.
Sprained the wrist. And like a lot of, there was a big thing about people getting paper clips and flattening them and then putting them around their teeth and saying they had braces.
I remember once I've got that, you're not a memory for me there. I was, I'd been like in a collision in the playground.
Yeah.
And someone been like, oh God, well, I heard you really hurt yourself. And I told Joanne Fox.
Great.
A girl I knew at the time. I said, yeah, it was really bad. I said, I can't really describe it, but...
But I've broken my penis. And then you want to fix it, it's for you to touch it.
No, I said, it's worse. I said, you know, when they have to call an ambulance in casualty?
Yeah.
I was like those people then.
No.
Oh, my God. You're a drama. You're an
absolute drama. Did she fall for it?
Oh, yeah, she was stupid.
Joanne Fox, you fucking mum.
But there was something about being injured at school which got you attention, but also like the idea of people being concerned about you, particularly around the age of like 8 to 12, is so exciting. Yeah.
Did you ever lock your arm?
What's locking your arm?
So let's say you fall over and you bash your arm and you overplay it so people do all that.
Yeah, of course.
So then you're like, I can't move it because you've heard that's what broken arms are. Yeah. But you definitely haven't got a broken arm.
Yeah.
But then if you play that role, particularly when, say, both your parents work and take them hours to come and get to you, and you have to sit on the sick bay for 3 hours being like, woe is me, never once more shall I feel the sweet embrace of anything upon my hand.
Yeah.
By the time they arrive, you've had your hand still for so long, the muscles lock.
No.
So they start to think maybe something's wrong. You have to go to A&E, sit with your dad who's sick of your bullshit for 6 hours. The doctor just goes, there you go, see you later.
No, that is awful.
Did that a few times.
I got to hospital once. My mum got my mum to take me to hospital for what I'd convinced her was a sprained wrist, but it wasn't. It didn't even hurt by the time we were like doing the x-rays, but I was determined to get a sling. Yeah.
Did you ever do, though, where like things like where you'd lock your arm or demand the attention, but when you actually hurt yourself, you'd be like, no, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah. It's so weird, but the idea of actually hurting yourself is so embarrassing.
Do you know those roundabouts that you get, like in parks, where you sit and you just push them?
Yeah.
I was on like loads of lads on there, and we made it go too fast.
Yeah.
Like, too fast. And I got centrifugal motioned off. And
you're making it sound like you were doing sort of like Dare Game on a Fear Factor chunk. You fell off
I didn't fall. I got the force made me let go of the thing as I was going.
The centrifugal force.
It is called that.
It's a centrifugal.
Right. Whose side are you on here, Rosie? Because you were sarcastic to me.
I'm not going to be at fault for science.
I know what science is. Force equals mass times acceleration.
There we go. Perfect. You get it. And as I went, my mass got accelerated out, which is the force you get. And the metal bar smashed me in the side of the head, and I was really not. I had pure concussion, but I just shrugged that off and went.
Because that's an embarrassing.
Eating grass.
Look at me, guys. That was a dandelion.
Mouth full of leaves.
My name's Will, and I'm crazy. Joanne, look at me.
Not just Joanne, anyone, please.
Yeah. I remember really wanting to be on crutches for a bit, and I never got crutches. I never managed to convincingly hurt my leg, and then I thought that I still wanted them, and then. Was it two years ago that I hurt my foot?
Yeah.
And I did get offered crutches at the hospital, but it was too embarrassing, so I said no.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it. But I was like, damn it, this is like, I was plotting to get these for so long. I wanted glasses as well.
Oh my God. So, my eyesight's terrible.
Yeah. Are those fake?
Yeah, it's pure glass. But when I was 10, I wanted glasses.
Yeah.
And I had the prescription that was like, right, occasion. They were literally just like glass.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured out, hang on. If you ask which one's clearer, if I say the other one, and I just like just wildly lie.
You fucked up,
Fucked it up. And then I got these glasses, like, well, that's.
That's too strong. Nah.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I had to come clean, got a lot for that one.
But that you can't, there must be opticians out there who know.
Well, once.
That kids are fucking up.
Yeah. When I wasn't lying, like a 25-year-old, he was like, right, which is clearer, A or B? I was like, A. Because it was. I was 25. Yeah. I was done with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so A is clearer. Now, which is clearer, one or two? Yeah. I went two. And he went, right, if A is clearer, two can't be. It's like, it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just want me glasses, mate, please.
Yeah. But now you've got glasses, and I think it's because of your fault. Like, you...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did that.
There we go.
It's a curse, isn't it?
Don't victim blame them.
Always victim blame it.
I mean, I like how you're the ex-changing injuries. And I'm like, I've got fucking cerebral palsy.
Yeah, but you're not faking it. And if you are, you're doing a brilliant job.
Did you ever get a cast that everyone could sign?
No.
See, but didn't you want one?
No, because I'm already different.
She's better than us.
We are trying to be like, look at me, look at me. And she's there. Yes.
I know.
And I even have braces.
You got braces? Yeah. Train tracks?
No, they worn.
The retainer.
Retainer. And when I laugh. I would spit it out across the classroom.
Do you wear glasses?
No.
There you go, Pigo. Your eyes are lovely.
Unfortunately, my eyes are perfect.
You are perfect to me.
You are so wonderful to me.
Doesn't it sound like a creepy man singing it?
Yeah, like, enjoy it. It looked like one as
corner
well.
Of a church.
Can't you see?
Reverend, no.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Honestly, usually I'm really, you know me, all I want to hear is people's school plays. Like, I'm obsessed with drama at school with Will. I just want to go more into like what he would do for attention.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a lot more.
Can you just give them to us? Yeah. Eating grass has got to be the best one we've ever had.
No, it's not. But wait,
no, it is.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to top it right now.
Oh.
So, the classic teenage goth emo phase.
Yeah.
I went into it.
Shag bands or like proper goth?
No, leather trench coat, new rock boots, eyeshadow.
Holy moly.
Shirts that were made to have cufflinks in.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't wear the cufflinks, you just get long, like the Vampire Lestat style cuffs.
Yes.
Also, I was, and I'm not the largest man in the world now, I was a slight child.
Yeah.
I was very slight and I had long blonde hair, but sort of like, not long.
I've actually got a picture of him. Like, yeah. He's adorable.
Not long in that, like, you guys got long hair, but you didn't just stop cutting your hair one day. You've had it styled like that.
Yeah.
I just stopped cutting my hair for 2 years. I was like, whatever, man, you didn't know me.
Yeah.
I'd listened to bands that I just found so angry and like, no one got me mad. And I had a t-shirt saying like, you're just jealous because the little voices are talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And,
nice.
And,
and
like, those big flares that we all wore and t-shirts, be like, oh, aren't you glad I'm not your son? Like, rock
but
on.
But it's all
man.
Like fake graffiti on the jeans, but like everyone's got the same pair, but you're like different, unique, and no one understands you, even though you're so simple on the inside.
I mean, in Kettering, actually, we'd all get the train to Leicester, go to Irish, the one shop that sold them. Then if you were lucky, go to Birmingham, go to Oasis, get a bloody Slipknot hoodie.
Hello.
Because people equal shit. You know,
it's like a rock star.
I just blast this horrible music, but I needed something to get me even more aside. And that is when Kellogg's Frosties saved my life. Because Kellogg's
I'm actually really nervous hearing the story already. I think he's going to put them up as bum or something.
No. Kellogg's Frosties had a promotion on that were giving away Simpsons watches. Isn't every new detail is a twitch I'm not expecting?
Yeah.
But I realised that Hillary, who ran the cost cutter in Barton Seagrave, the village that I grew up in.
I love how you say Hillary and then looked at us like we were supposed to be like,
Hillary from the cost cutter. Yeah, I love it. But Hillary, she used to think that Kellogg's and other cereal companies, not just Kellogg's, not defaming them, were underselling her weighted cereal.
Yeah.
So she would open the cardboard box, weigh the plastic box of cereal to make sure there was 30 grams or enough in it.
Stop it.
And then she put it back in and she would sellotape it shut. Now that is fine and her prerogative.
Yeah.
But I realised that you could, in this instance, pull out the plastic sink to see which Simpsons watch was in.
Yeah.
And it's a selection of 8.
Yeah.
So I got 15 quid.
Stop it.
Went down, checked around, got all 8. Bought 8 boxes of cereal, got them out, and I wore 4 watches on each arm.
Oh,
because that's a talking point.
Yeah.
Were you popular, Will?
Not at all. I also played the clarinet.
Yes! Oh my God! This could be our season of woodwind instruments.
Yeah.
And the saxophone.
Don't try and make it. No, just say clarinet. Just leave it there.
All right, I played the alto clarinet in the Northamptonshire County Wind Band. We won gold.
That deserved the silence it got. But what was sad is the breathe out from your nose, which was like, chew on that, ladies.
Yeah, chew on that. Enjoy it. Imagine me.
So, the Simpsons watchers, you genuinely think is more... Sorry, go on.
Can I say the Simpsons watchers were a talking point? Were they?
No, but that was the thinking behind it.
What?
People would say, hey, Will, why are you...
Yeah.
Well, why are you wearing 8 watches? Yeah. And boom, you're in. Conversation, they ain't got away.
Yeah. Did you set them to different time zones?
No, I'm not an idiot.
So just all UK just time?
All 3 o'clock. And by the end, 3:01.
Because he's looking all
taking that much time.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Taught me through your clarinet. Did you touch it like you touch your penis?
What the fuck?
No, because if you were to grasp a clarinet as firmly as I grasp my penis as a teenager, you'd break it.
Yeah.
And it's African blackwood. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah, it would. Did you take care of it?
I did. I would oil it down. Wait, the penis or the clarinet?
Clarinet.
No.
I'm just worried that you said you were an attention seeker at the beginning, and I don't think you were. I think you were just a bit thick.
Oh, no, I was very bright.
But Helen!
I'm just like, where did he get the attention from, though, babe? Like, because it's like eating grass.
You were trying.
But...
because I wasn't good at sport.
Don't say that.
I wasn't in, like, the... But, like, how old are you? Move on, may I ask you?
29.
But you're too young. How old are you?
30.
You can work a fuck yourself, right? You're part of this whole new world where people are nice. This was a whole new world.
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us how or where to go.
Well, enjoy that.
Say we're only dreaming.
We'll finish that later. I don't know what's happened today. Honestly,
it's just not
you're
thing.
Sick and I'm like is absolutely it? Crackers.
Oh, no, I'm
this sick. Isn't normal.
This is a trope.
Why do we live in a whole new world?
Because like the one... Have you seen 21 Jump Street, the new one?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, sweet woman! you have. Yeah. You know, like, so they go to school and everything Channing Tatum thinks is cool isn't cool. The world's nicer.
Yeah.
You guys. That's the world you live in. It was like... Oh, really? Not great.
No, I enjoyed school. I'm just sort of like... Right, so just... I'm not trying to make you feel like you don't fit in still, because like most people come on this podcast and they're like, I didn't really fit in at school, but like I figured it out and now I found my people. So I don't think... So your people are comedians now, right? And we have comedians on this podcast.
God, I hope so. Otherwise, this is an intervention.
So. Yeah. This is the problem. So your people are comedians. We have comedians on the podcast. Most comedians were attention-seeking, so you fit that. But then they do things to get attention, like star in the school plays, and they like do these big gestures of love for people they fancy, or they try and make a birthday party about them when it's not their birthday party. But you seem to think you're an attention-seeker, and so far you've just... Well, you've eaten grass, you've got 8 watchers.
No, but this is the point. I think I'm the perfect zenith of it. Because if you can claim, oh yeah, I attention seek here and here and here, it's just my life. Everything I did was screaming, for fuck's sake, look at me. Yes. Please, look at me.
And did people?
I mean, wouldn't you not?
I would stare at the kid with 8 Simpsons watchers.
There you go, boom.
I'd be impressed.
I haven't got to go out and buy some prick in my class a huge teddy bear. I'd be like, I love you.
Yeah.
Because people are already looking at me.
What is disgusting, Will?
Well, did you have friends?
I had enough.
I could see you being popular. You're such a nice, chatty guy.
Yeah, but I wasn't always. I was a proper moody little teenager.
Yeah, but moody's... That's like, everyone's moody. That's the thing.
I think I'm nice, but...
I went through a moody phase, but I was nice to my friends, but I was moody at home.
Yeah, I was a dick to my parents.
But that's the thing. You take it home with you and then it makes you even more moody because you're being site-specific moody instead of being moody all the time. But part of my moodiness was attention-seeking. Like, I would purposefully be like, today's going to be a dark day.
Oh, I do make that. It dark. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I remember we went on a family holiday to Hadrian's Wall, and I was like, I'm not going to enjoy it. I think because I didn't want to go, and they were like, you'll enjoy it. And I was like, I won't enjoy it. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not going to enjoy it. So I was just there the whole time being like, I could see a fucking wall in our garden if I wanted to. Yeah. This is a fucking waste of my time.
Do you know, a job I've done in the past, this is not a me attention seeking, but it's exactly that. I take American high school students around Europe.
Yeah. You do that,
Wow.
It's really good. It's so 3 or 4 weeks a year.
Totally.
And it stops you starving to death. You get it. And I took these kids to the exact west coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
And they are from the east coast of the US.
Yeah.
And we're down, it's a place called Waterville. So Charlie Chaplin lived there. And we're playing along in the sea. Yeah. And the kid goes, what sea is this? And I went, oh, it's the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, we've got that at home. Yeah. It's the other side, you mad prick.
Yeah. Have you ever pretended to be Banksy?
That's a weirdly specific question. I hope this works out for us.
Yes.
Oh my God, when? At uni?
Yes.
What?
You are. For how long? 6 months?
Yes.
Ah! Explain.
When I was at uni, I pretended to be Banksy for 6 months.
Wait, so what, were you at Bristol Uni, I'm assuming?
Nope, then? Manchester.
What was the thinking there?
There had been a Banksy, I think, done in Manchester. Okay. And I'd read about Banksy, and it was to impress a girl. They all are. Everything I've done since about 1997 has been to impress a girl. I read this book about Banksy, and it was before Exit Through the Gift Shop, because it's sort of like, I don't know who he is, but I think a lot of people we know, it's an open secret who Banksy is, but it wasn't. It's like 2006.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, you know what? So I found these facts, like he's from Bristol.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name's Robin, apparently. Yeah. This is at the time. His mum thinks he's a painter and decorator. But basically, I just seeded all this information and I said, I think it had been going all right chatting her up. I probably don't remember her name, so no. But I was like, do you know, no one's ever seen me and Banksy in the same room, so take with that what you will.
Stop it. And then, that works?
No, of course no. But I then, I enjoyed that interaction of her being like, you're not Banksy, I heard of her. So I did it for about 6 months at every opportunity.
No.
Is that, see, that thing,
like, I don't think I convinced anyone.
It would be plausible enough because you would just mention it every now and again.
Yeah.
Would you like make sure you had like spray paint stained in like your trousers every now and again on your fingers?
No, no, I'd put no more work into it than.
See, the thing is, if you're going to do it, you have to be psychotic with it.
No, you don't, because Banksy had been around for a long enough time then that he wouldn't be. I'm so schoolboy.
It is, but
I also pretended as well that I wasn't the. Cause she was like, "Oh, but he did something in 1992 with like this thing, and you were 6." I was like, "Yeah, but it's like Batman." Banksy is a title passed down.
Yeah.
And the lineage of Banksy, and I'm the current Banksy.
Oh my god!
I went psychotic like that, unprovably. But what did you end up with? Oh, what's this? A can of paint? You'd get done, mate.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just. It's a big one, and I hope you've learned from it, because I feel there are lies you can tell to impress people, which can be like, oh, I went to school with this person, or like my parents, though this person, or like make it vague enough. But Banksy is a commitment, because like if you did start going out with this girl, it's never going to work out.
No.
And how's she doing
well,
now?
Well, it might work out, Josh. Always go away and work out when Banksy does paintings in Leeds. And you go, oh yeah, I've been away.
But the nice thing about Banksy is, because it's all stencil.
Yeah.
You could be like, oh, how can you be Banksy? It was in Leeds last night and me and you were at Zizzy.
Yeah.
Like, well...
ZZ's the pizzeria.
Yeah, sure. You can't be Banksy because me and you were having a ZZ's when that new one appeared.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, but the thing is, I did the stencil. All you got to do is print it up and get us. You know, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could lie to
Why
people.
Why are you telling it to me like you're convincing me that you're Banksy now?
Are you sure I'm not Banksy?
I'll tell you what, I can't be 100%.
I tell you what, we'll be hiding in plain sight, coming on a podcast and making a joke about the fact that I'm not Banksy, pretending to be.
I don't think a kid who ate grass. No.
No.
Banksy is not a kid who would have eaten a fistful of grass. He would have been in the art room practicing his stencil making and tracing.
I was just getting a sensory taste of the world around me so I could truly reflect it back upon itself.
Oh! Banksy.
Banksy.
I think he's lying.
You're not being, but you are getting less and less sure of that.
I am.
Yeah.
I really am. Can you see how nervous I'm getting?
You are.
I'm playing with my dress.
Yeah.
Just out of pure, like, oh my God, this will could be Banksy.
And if, and if this isn't proving how much I love attention.
This is so working.
Shall we go for a trip?
Daddy. If you're well enough, Daddy, I'd like you to take him on a trip.
Sorry.
But I feel like you've really deteriorated.
Hello. I'm all right.
You promise?
Oh, yeah.
This is like the episode of Father Ted where he went home and died that night.
If I die in the night...
You're awful.
And this is on your head. So, hello, I'm Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
Gross.
So, we're going to go on a school trip.
Cool.
Are you happy?
Do you know what? I'm absolutely ecstatic.
Helen, do you want to go?
You know I love school trips. Yeah obviously I want to come. I don't want to sit next to Will, though. We can sit at the front of the bus with the teacher.
And we are going to Ireland.
Great.
To see the Atlantic.
Beautiful.
Sea.
I've already been, actually.
And then we're going to pretend we're in America.
Cool.
Because it's a shame thing. And then we're going to sit by the grass watching the waves. Then we're gonna eat.
Oh my God.
The
no, I don't want to come on this trip. I know it's your dad. I don't want to go on that.
We're in Ireland. We're eating grass.
I'm just gonna Instagram story you both eating grass.
It's good Irish grass.
It's good Irish grass.
That's it. I want to see if you can. Taste the difference.
Well, it's the Emerald Isle, isn't it?
Oh, taste the greeny grass.
And the old triangle it. Put your own rhythm then.
I'm trying. That was a rhythm.
And then we're going to go to the nearest hospital that I can only guess will be called St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all going to get x-rays.
Oh, my God. Please tell me I've got a break in three places.
Don't have.
That was my excited pig noise.
We don't have broken arms, but the Irish doctor takes pity on us and says, "Do you want a cast anyway?" So we all get arm casts and we can ride on them.
Shut up. This is the best. Right. You know what? From a trip which I actually wasn't happy to be on, I'm really, really happy now.
That's it, because I did the grass for Will.
Thank you, Daddy.
But then a lot of Helen's not here for the cast.
No, I'm glad to be there for the casting. I'm going to do one criticism, which is just, as three attention seekers, we all know hand on heart, we wouldn't be happy if we all got cast on the same day. But you know what? Leave it. I've said my piece.
Yeah, but we don't all live together, so we can all go up and tell our separate stories.
So wait.
I'll do a tag about it or something.
Yeah.
In every... Because you are... Oh, we nearly gave it away then.
You won't do a tag because your good arm is in a cast.
So if there's no... Right, Dear listener, if there is no Banksy's from... Oh, no, because your arm isn't actually broken, is it? Right, we're going to break Will Duggan's arms, both of them. And if there are no Banksy's in the next 6 months, we know that you're Banksy.
Yeah.
That's probably the only way to test it, isn't it?
Well, it's engaged.
Why are we breaking his arm? Why don't we just lock him in here?
That is a real... Is that more humane? What would you rather? It's your choice.
Wait.
Do I have... What?
Do you want to be locked in here for 6 months or do you want to have both your arms broken?
Helen, I set this up for you. He can't get locked in there because he just jumped out the window.
I'm sorry, but that has got to be the best ending to this podcast ever. Holy fucking shit. Holy shit.
I'm doing that, ew.
Do you know what would be the...
She's a very talented comic.
Do you know what would be the best memento of that lovely day out?
What?
A Viking fridge magnet that's winking and says the word York underneath it.
Oh, my God, give it to him!
No.
Oh, this has been the worst, hour of my life.
It's a manipul magnet.
Actually, I do want to play this game in a minute where we see what's magnetic on your body. So let's just say goodbye to Will before we play that game.
Thank you, sorry, Abinil. We got through it then.
Will, I would just really love to know your social medias. I think that'd be a really great thing to hear
and
about.
Do you want to promote any artwork?
Yes, my social medias are Twitter at Will Duggan, LLGGAN. My Instagram, I don't use very often, but it's there.
You don't, do you? Because I follow you and I very rarely get my Will updates.
At Will_Doug with 1G. And what I'd like to promote is...
You're going on that podcast on Friday.
Oxfam.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's
Will. Lovely. No, it's not.
Okay. Oxfam and brothels. There you go.
Yeah!
Oh shit, can I plug something actually, genuinely?
Yes, obviously we want you to plug something.
I've got a podcast. It's called, National Treasures that I do with Laura Lex, and we go on lovely days out. There has not been an episode for a while because the world's been shut.
Amazing. But, I didn't know this existed.
It's really good. We're coming back harder, better, faster, stronger. Also, if you live in the Walthamstow area and you see me, come and say hello. Unless I look busy. In which case, don't.
Also, please go and subscribe to Will's podcast and give it a 5-star rating and review. And then can you also do it for us? Because we haven't had one for a while and it's annoying.
Can we be rated and reviewed along the lines of let's hit episode great even when Rosie is ill?
It's lucky Will Duggan was the guest because he really...
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. Let's put this magnet on your tits. Bye! When you don't close your eyes,
a new fantastic.
Hold your breath if it's better.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, my good friend Anna from Egg. What are you doing in 10 minutes? And can you come and meet me and Helen and chat about lovely, lovely little Anna from Egg? I love you. See you later. Bye.
Deleted.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.